Roger, let's now go to the operation that occurred just several hours ago and give everybody a chance to just hear what was going on during this very tense operation.
Looking at an x-ray up against the cheek.
But we don't see either of these on here.
No. Well, we know that it's somewhere in between because that's how we took the picture.
Okay. Golly gosh. Re-image it. It's a real good idea of exactly where it's at. And then we'll image across AP and PA so we can get a good idea of the depth.
Okay. You want to have her cheek as close to this as possible. And when I pull this over, I need to set it down and line it up so that she's, however we have to move the table.
Okay. What we're discussing is preparation to begin the procedure. And in that, we're going to use an instrument called a fluoroscan for imaging the procedure so that they can determine where the object lies within the tissues. And now what's going on is the preparation for prepping the area before a local anesthetic is infiltrated into the area prior to the time an incision is made.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, we're just tossing some instruments out.
Okay.
Making little ones out of big ones.
Pretty much.
What we're doing is a surgical prep with a solution to prepare the area before an injection of local anesthetic.
Would you like to take a picture before we actually cover it?
We can do that.
Okay. Now, we've just administered a small amount of local anesthesia and a small opening is being made through the area of the anesthesia. Patient's doing fine, on the table. You're not feeling anything now, just motion, Brenda?
Okay.
Everything's fine. Okay. Just relax, just relax.
Sorry.
That's all right, you're doing fine. Doing fine. You're just penetrating the small area with a very, very tiny, tiny instrument. Doing good, Brenda, just wonderful. Patient is resting comfortably on the table, and now that instrument is probing the area, and we're going to try and locate the metallic object that we started out to remove. And a very slow, painstaking process. Can you get me a little bit of the surrounding soft tissue?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Is the object inside of that? Is that it?
That's what we're going to find out.
You got it?
I don't know. We're going to get an x-ray.
Okay.
We've looked at that piece of material that was removed, and it does not contain the small body that we're looking for. So we're going to take another look.
Want to dig some more?
Okay. Not to any significant degree.
Sometimes these little things can be elusive.
Yes.
This is why they call it finding a needle in a haystack.
Okay.
Sometimes, Brenda, when it hurts that like that a little bit, it means that you're very close to the object.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing good. Just relax.
Okay.
It's amazing that it looks so crystal clear when you look at it with the X-ray, and yet it can be so elusive.
We'll just make sure.
Looking at another piece.
I'm going to check this one out now.
No picture yet?
No picture?
No foreign body.
We got a picture of no foreign body.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say the aliens are messing with your. Okay, now, I guess what we need to do is another shot.
Another shot, yeah.
Okay. Now,
just relax. Just going to take another picture.
Now we want to make sure that we don't disrupt the sterile field, because now we have a hole in her face, and we'll just assume not mess that up. Now we can get a real...
We use the floor scan to look at the object, which is still in the tissues, and now we can get a good measurement as to the depth. I think the position has changed. It's more vertical than it was before. Oh, yeah. It's moving a small forceps around within the wound.
There you go, back. Oh, I just need an image. I'm going to slide my hand over your head here. Okay, that's better. We'll now see where we're going.
That's the sterile field, sir.
Don't touch anything.
Oh, don't tell me.
It just looks like a floater floating around.
It
also looks like it's behind the forceps.
Yeah. Come on.
It's in the plane. But I'm real close to it.
Yeah, you bet you are.
Moving,
yeah. Alan, why don't you change planes and go in this way, parallel with us?
Okay, good.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so that's not it. It's in the wrong place. It's going to be that way or that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why don't you, can you swivel that way, please?
Ouch.
Maybe you want me to glove up and put a little pressure on either side?
No, not at this point, thank you. Let's see if that did anything. Is this sore?
Yes, it's sore.
Okay. I can fix that.
You can? For the needle?
Well,
that'll
yes.
Take the soreness.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to squeeze your hand. You
I know.
Does that hurt? Or you just feel pressure?
It's pressure, but I can deal with it. It's okay.
We're out of silver bullets.
Yeah, I got a nickel.
Yeah, we're still probing the area, trying to loosen some tissue so that we can grasp the object. Just another attempt, another picture on the screen. Better idea where the object lies.
That's why you can hit
it. Oh, is that yours?
Yeah.
You
want to
take it?
I'm indisposed.
I'm just a little busy right now.
I'm sorry, but she's in the middle of surgery.
George says it's ET phone home.
I can't take your call.
It is.
Brenda, we're having trouble.
Now we've... repositioned a couple of things here to try another angle of attack.
Oh,
Okay. Tell me now, am I superficial or deep to it?
Yeah. What part do you need? We're still proceeding to look through the tissues for the virtual needle in the haystack. Mm-hmm. Okay, the surgery is essentially over with the object now out and apparent. It looks like a small piece of metallic material, which is maybe about 3 to 4 millimeters in length and maybe 1 millimeter in diameter. We'll take an exacting measure of it. Right now the surgeon is closing the wound, and we'll take a look at the material that was removed after this is over.
Looks very good, Brenda. Just a little tiny spot.
Well, Brenda, your lifelong partner is no longer in your cheek. How do you feel about that?
Thank God for that. Thank God.
And that, of course, was a condensed version of the operation, Roger, which lasted approximately how long?
Oh, I'd say maybe an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, you did not expect it to go that long, did you?
No, I actually expected about 15 minutes.
Okay, and the implant now, where is it?
It's in a sealed vial that has been witnessed and signed for and locked up in a safe.